All right, dude, you do the podcast. I'm just going to look at dank memes.
Oh, dank memes.
Late nights.
Late nights.
Late nights.
With Travin Lowe's.
With Travin Lowe's.
Late nights with Travin Lowe's.
Hey, we're on.
Hey, we're off, we're on, we're over, and we're out.
So this is Late Nights with Trav and Los. Yep. I am Los. Across from me is Trav.
Guess who that is?
It's Trav.
It's not Los. And we are not in the cantina because it's been raining.
It's cold. We're wusses now. We used to be young and full of vitalness.
I know.
And energy and life.
And then
now we're just old. And we don't go in the rain anymore.
No.
What is that? I get all pruny. I get all pruny in the rain.
That's good. So I'm hosting, and we have two episodes that we're going to record tonight.
Mm-hmm.
This one is pretty much just going to be a catch up because we're in person now.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We've taken. What, like 5-6 weeks since we recorded here?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Man, yeah.
And then you stepped in and recorded an episode for me.
Yeah, well, I had John from Google in, and we talked about using your creativity and giving.
Yeah.
And a small update to that, because I pledged 10 hours of volunteer time.
Mm-hmm.
A small update to that, if you're wondering, is that I've signed up to tutor at the library.
Oh, wow.
To tutor kids on how to code and design.
That's really cool.
So we'll see if it works out. I haven't started my first day yet. It's supposed to be on Sundays between the hours of 3 and 4 p.m.
Yeah.
So it'll be like 10 weeks because it's only 1 hour at a time.
I'm feeling that, though. That's
but
cool.
Maybe I can double up on something else, too.
Look, man, I am. I have a fascination of computers for two reasons. One, my dad got me a computer. And two, computer lab.
Computer lab.
And so that Oregon Trail, if you don't know what it is.
That Oregon Trail, though.
That Oregon Trail,
dysentery, though.
Everyone died of it.
Los died of dysentery.
So many times. So many times. You think I'd figure it out.
I was like, as a kid, I was scared to death of dysentery. I had nightmares about dysentery.
That's good. That's good. And then we're coming off of a very awesome episode that you did.
Oh, thank you.
I liked it.
Thank you. That was intended to be an experimental one. We knew that we weren't going to be together, so I was like, Los, just record some things and put it in this folder, and I'm not going to listen to it until I edit it, and I'll record. And it turned out really well. I felt it was like a really intimate portrayal of our actual... So like there was a few reoccurring themes. The minimalism, it poked up in both of our recordings. Themes of our friendship poked up. Dev tips popped up in both of our recordings. So it's interesting like how, even though we didn't discuss at all any topics.
Nothing.
I don't know, kind of like.
Top of mind.
A rhythm.
Rhythms.
Yeah.
Rhythms, man.
We vibed.
We vibed.
Yeah.
So that was cool. I really liked it. My wife liked it so much. It's on her top five of the podcast.
Her top five.
Top five. But it's because it's...
I want to know what the other four are.
I don't... I should ask her. I didn't ask her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not curious.
That's a good insight. I'm not
you
good
at... You ask follow-up questions.
Yeah, I'm not good with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to read something to you that I read... before coming here.
Okay.
Which I thought was really cool and I thought I'd share with everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a... let me open up my Twitter because that's where it was. We said no Google, but we didn't say no Twitter. This is a Twitter handle that I follow. It's called History in Pics. At History in Pics.
History in Pics?
History in Pictures.
Like pictures? Mm-hmm. Okay, not mm-hmm. pixels.
Yeah, not pixels, yeah.
Okay.
And the tweet says, this is the official statement by President Nixon to be read in case the astronauts were stranded on the moon. So July 18th, 1969.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And for those of you that are international, this is President Nixon of the United States. You probably know that better than we do.
Also, you guys know, of course, that America went to the moon. And we're very proud of the flag that we left there. If you want to get your telescopes out.
It's white now.
Check out what we did. Is it white? Is it bleached?
Wait, it's bleached.
I bet. There's that makes total
there's
sense.
There's no UV protection.
This is a white flag. It means we surrender.
We surrender to moon. and this is what it says. In event of moon disaster, fate has ordained that the men who went to the moon to explore in peace will stay on the moon to rest in peace. These brave men, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Aldrin, know that there is no hope for their recovery, but they also know that there is hope for mankind and their sacrifice. These two men are laying down their lives in mankind's most noble goal, the search for truth and understanding. They will be mourned by their families and friends. They will be mourned by their nation. They will be mourned by the people of the world. They will be mourned by a Mother Earth that dared send two of her sons into the unknown. In their exploration, they stirred the people of the world to feel as one. In their sacrifice, they bind more tightly the brotherhood of man. In ancient days, men looked at stars and saw their heroes in the constellations. In modern times, we do much the same, but our heroes are epic men of flesh and blood.
Damn.
I kind of wish that they stayed there.
That was legit.
No, isn't that...
That was really well written. Whoever is Nixon's speechwriter, slow clap, man. That was the symbolism, the rhythm, the mirroring.
Yeah.
That was really great. Well, let's talk about these two roads diverging.
Oh, you want to go down that road?
There's two. There's two, and they're diverging. And I'm like, well, which one am I going to go down?
All right, tell me about this. What is that? What does that stir up?
Well, we're talking about... the possibilities that you have, like the opportunities that lay before you, and there's this idea called opportunity cost.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar, right? So the really quickly, the
I'm
idea,
nodding my head. Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The really quickly, the idea is that for every opportunity that's given to you, something is required, mm-hmm. whether it's sacrificing another opportunity, giving the time it takes to take advantage of that opportunity. Maybe there's an investment required for that opportunity, mm-hmm. but every opportunity has a cost. And a lot of times the cost includes sacrificing other opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so when you're looking at these big life decisions, it's really easy when you're young, right? Because the first opportunity is the best because you don't got any others.
Yeah.
You know, when you're young, coming out of school or trying to crack that nut in the industry, any job, take it. Mm-hmm. Any, right? I took the worst gigs just because I needed gigs.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? There was no opportunity cost. It was just in terms of sacrificing other opportunities because there were none. But now... You know, we get older, we get better at what we do, we get a little bit more public, right? Mm-hmm. Our work is a little bit more easy to find, and people talk to us a lot about mm-hmm. trying, come work for them or whatever.
Right.
And it's there is up front this calculation that you do mm-hmm. about, what will this cost me? And then and later on, And this will happen to anybody who sticks in the game long enough. It's, mm-hmm. I'm not just tooting a horn or anything, but there's going to be a point where the opportunity cost even goes so far up front where you're should I even talk to this person?
Yeah.
Should I even engage with this? Somebody sends you an email hey, Los, let's talk about this job opportunity.
Yeah.
And you're it's just going to cost me so much energy and time to even reply no.
Yeah.
That, yeah. Nah. So just a trash can or whatever, in archived. Yeah. And the reason that you have to be more discerning with the opportunities is to make sure that you're able to, build time and space mm-hmm. for the right opportunities. And, actually I had a comment on the podcast last week's podcast. Mm-hmm. We both ended up talking about minimalism and, mm-hmm. and getting rid of old things that we no longer use or love.
Right.
And, someone in the Dev Tips chat was talking about how that is, yes, getting rid of physical things and making physical space, but it's giving you a space to pause and open up for new opportunities when they come.
Oh, wow.
Right? And so, like, it's not just a physical thing. It's a mental thing. It's an emotional thing.
Yeah.
And the same thing when it comes to, like, you know, opportunities. Like, you don't engage with the ones that you think are lower value.
Yeah.
So that you can engage with the higher value ones.
That's right. I like that a lot.
Now, I heard when I was coming up, all these established creatives and designers and stuff be like, learn to say no. And if you've been around the internet, you probably heard this shtick, right? Learn to say no. God, get better at saying no. And like, I understand now what they're talking about because this is the whole balance that we, you know, opportunity cost. But when I'm young, I feel that's wrong. I feel that's wrong advice for new or young creators.
Yeah.
Because what you need to do is gobble up every opportunity that you have, and you need to expose yourself to what you and learn what you like and don't like and what works and what doesn't work. And you will never do that if you're so discerning in the beginning, right? Or at least it's just how my life worked out.
That's how mine's kind of working out as well. And there's this parallel to a friend of mine who's a really good door-to-door alarm salesman.
Yeah.
Or he sells a lot of things door-to-door. He's
good, good salesman.
He's a good salesman. Makes a ton of money, awesome living. And I knocked doors with him when we kind of both started around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
What could have been, right? But I'm here on the podcast.
Two paths.
And when we both started, we knocked every door. And now he's selective with the doors. He'll
only go up to some?
He goes to some. He looks at the lawn. He's reading the house, reading everything about it. He's like, yeah, I'm going to knock this one. And he's got a pretty good sense.
That's interesting.
Right?
That's interesting.
Well, there are more tools now that help you when knocking doors.
I'm interested in that. Maybe you can tell me about them offline if it's...
I can tell you...
Too nerdy for our audience or something.
No. So a lot of your information is public. Right. How much...
So they like a GPS. It's like a map and like this guy spends this much per year on useless junk.
You'd be surprised much information.
That's crazy.
How much information a house, an address has.
Right, like if it's like, what is it called? Foreclosed or something.
Yeah, not only that, information about the people that live there. Like a lot of your public information that you have because you pay taxes and everything here.
That's so interesting.
So you know what the names of the owners are.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so he can walk right up to a door and be like, hey, is Mr. Smith home?
You know the income of the home, kind of ballpark. You know how much the home cost, when it was built, how much it cost, the crime in the area. So you have...
Wow.
So you've kind of like primed for what your possibilities are with the house. You could even find out the most recent credit scores, I think.
Yeah.
And so
that's public?
I think so, or something like that.
What?
So, or credit rating, possible credit rating.
That's interesting, man.
So do yourself... So,
I watched Snowden the other day.
I haven't seen
the
it
movie.
Yet.
Movie. So paranoid now.
I'm scared to watch
it. I'm so flipping paranoid.
I'm scared to watch it. Ignorance is bliss sometimes.
I would. I was going to say like, I put like a tape over my camera, but you can see I have not. I'm too lazy to do anything about my paranoia, but I'm freaking paranoid. Uncle Sam.
So talking about opportunities, there's this opportunity cost, right?
Yeah.
There's this review I want to read on our podcast.
Okay.
Left December 12th, 2016 by Preston MCP.
Preston.
Says your personal design mentors is the title. Trav and Lois! !5 stars. I've had the pleasure of meeting you both at a couple meetups and been silently following you guys since. I want to thank you both for putting so much work into the podcast, which has helped exercise my mind as I'm starting my first job since graduating college.
Is he from SJC?
Mm-hmm.
I remember Preston.
You remember Preston,
huh? What a good guy. I really like him.
Mm. Your more recent episodes on authentic self and professional complacency have helped spark some latent ideas and projects that I've been wanting to start, but never gotten around to. My projects are currently in their beginning stages, but your topics have helped nudge me to find ways to share my ideas and experiences in different forms instead of worrying about how other people might view me for opening up. If you guys need any help or want to be introduced to any potential guests for the show, I would love to give back to the show in any way. Thank you again, Preston McPeak at Preston McPeak. P.S. I totally listened to episode 3 to try and craft my response and follow your guidelines.
3?
Yeah, episode 3.
What's episode 3?
I think it's how to treat a mentor.
Yeah. Good point. You notice he's trying to add value there.
Yeah.
He's like, if there's anything you need, Preston, let me give you a tip. Instead of asking us what we need, give us something. Just be like, hey, I found this guest for you, or here's a thing.
Well, he said, reach out if you want me to introduce you to any guests.
Preston's cool. He's actually already been helpful on his own.
Yeah.
He invited me to speak.
That's right.
At San Jose State College to their design team. And we met him at a few meetups. He's such a cool guy anyway.
He's a cool guy. If you're hiring, do yourself a service and headhunt him from wherever he is.
Yeah. That would be a good hire.
That'd be a strong hire.
Yeah. If I was doing like a startup and I needed some like design work, I mean, he's kind of like just entering the field as well, so he's not going to be too pricey, but he does good work and he's a good guy. Yeah. Cool.
So thanks, man, for leaving that comment. Yeah, and that's all I have for this episode.
That was a good episode, man.
Yeah, I just want to have like a catch-up chat. Share some things that I've read and spread the love to Preston.
Speaking of ketchup, I've started mixing in Tabasco into ketchup.
Oh,
it's amazing.
I think ketchup may have partnered with Tabasco and have a ketchup that already has Tabasco in it.
Oh, well, there you are.
Well, there you are. Yeah. Late nights, Travin Lowe's, ketchup and Tabasco.
Innovation.
Take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heathens. Take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. Take it. At the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You 11 on the psychopath sitting next to you. You 11 on the murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said,